everybody is catching salmon this year on both sides of the peninsula. It's been hot, you know, down even south of King Carden. Dwindle's Dream in King Carden's just been crushing them on his charters. We've had some big fish caught in off of Inverhuron Bay. We had a 19.3-pound Chinook caught. We had a 19.58 or something like that behind Logie's Point off of Port Elgin. We had another one close to 19 off of Southampton. And I got a report yesterday. We had a 20-pound and a 23-pounder come in off of Lion's Head. So it's hot on both sides, man.
That's fantastic. By the way, say hello to Captain Rick for me at Dwindle's Dream there.
I will. Oh, yeah? I will do that.
Yeah. Rick's a good guy.
He is.
Listen, how do I get my tickets and how much are they this year?
You can purchase them online. I have 8 or 9 retail outlets. I'm not going to name them because I'm afraid I'll miss one. Just go on the website and you can just click on retail outlets and they'll show you. It's all throughout Gray and Bruce County. Single tickets are $35. A group ticket is $80, and the group ticket replaces a family format. So all we need on the group ticket is 2 adults and up to six children, 17 years or under. And the adults do not need to be related. The children do not even need to know each other. As long as they're under 17 years old, they can get out and get fishing. So if you're taking your son or your daughter fishing, or your granddaughter or your grandson fishing, and you want to take a neighbor kid or a couple neighbors kid, just put them on the ticket and they're eligible.
Mike, how successful has this promotion been, the group ticket for your derby?
It's been really good. It was a little bit confusing the first couple years because just a series of events took place and the tickets ended up getting printed and they were called a family ticket. So we had a lot of calls. There was some confusion. Is it family? Is it group? But now it's printed as a group ticket, and it's been received. They are selling. Every time one sells online, I get a notification, and I'll tell you, my computer is just constantly going off with group tickets. So it's huge.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, how about prizes? What's in store for the prizes this year?
Pretty much the same as far as the big prizes, $15,000 for the big salmon, $7,500 for the big trout, cascading cash prizes down to, I believe, third place, and then we have boards down to, I want to say we have 15 boards, so there's the top 18 fish, the top 18 salmon get boards, and the lowest cost board this year, I think if you finish 18th place, you're getting like $750 worth of lures and such. So
Wow. That's
exciting. One new thing this year that's really got people stoked is every day during the 16-day tournament, there's a minimum of $500 in cash or prizes that have been donated by corporate sponsors to a hidden weight fish. So if you catch a salmon that's, 3, 4, 5, 6 pounds, don't worry about that 20-pounder or that 30-pounder that's leading the derby. Get in and weigh that fish, and you got a chance at winning at least $500.
Wow.
Well, enter them all. What will you get, do you anticipate, for numbers this year, Mike?
I think because the fishing has been so good on both sides of the peninsula, guys, and we're out of the pandemic, people have kind of put that behind them and everybody's moving forward. I honestly expect at least a bit of an uptick in sales. I can't gauge it right now just because the format that we've gone with, you purchase a ticket at a retailer and then you have to register it online. If you don't feel like registering it online, you register when you come to weigh in a fish. So I won't have an honest gauge until the end of the derby. But I do expect an uptick. I'm guessing somewhere around 1,800 to 2,000 entrants.
All right, super.
Yeah.
That's the ChantryChinook.com website. Now, you're an authority. Is it Chantry or Chantry?
Well, I say chantry, but I think it's tomato, tomato. It's, yeah. It's personal preference, to be honest with you.
Because it's spelled C-H-A-N-T-R-Y.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Chantry, chantry.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what shul you went to.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thanks. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike, and good luck to all the anglers out there in the chantry, chantry Chinook Classic.
Yes, I look forward to hearing updates from you fellas. So thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate your support.
Thanks, Mike.